ABC Radio Australia.
Tributes are flowing in after the death of a beloved former Papua New Guinean statesman. Sir Peter Barter played a key role in establishing tourism in PNG and later went on to serve as a cabinet minister under the late Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare. As the region mourns his passing, Marion Farr takes a look at the legacy of Sir Peter leaves behind.
A man who made his mark on Papua New Guinea, Sir Peter Barter, will not be forgotten.
The people of Madang will miss a great leader. In fact, they call him father because he was the one who never sent people away.
Born in Australia in 1940, Sir Peter first went to Papua New Guinea as a 27-year-old, working as a pilot for Divine Word Aviation. Seeing the country from the skies, he fell in love with a land he would soon call home. Sir Peter went on to become a prominent businessman, kick-starting PNG's tourism industry. Shortly after the country gained independence, he established Melanesian Tourist Services, operating from under his house in Madang. The businesses grew, with establishments like Madang Resort providing much-needed employment for locals. Father Jan Zuber was a close friend of Sir Peter.
He was providing employment for many people. Many people in need who were sick or needed school fees came to him and he never sent them away. He always helped them.
By 1992, he had become a prominent part of the community and Sir Peter launched his political career as the regional member for Madang Province. He went on to serve as the health minister and later became the governor of Madang. Then in 2002, he was re-elected and appointed Minister for Health and Bougainville. Over the decades, Sir Peter became close friends with PNG's late Grand Chief, Sir Michael Somare. Early last year, local television station MTV recorded an interview with Sir Peter, paying respect to his old friend.
I served under him as a minister. I've been with him when he's been disposed of as a Prime Minister, and I've had to share the grief and the sorrow that he's had to share. I've seen him in so many ways share his passion for Papua New Guinea and passion for people in Papua New Guinea.
Sir Michael's daughter, Bertha Samara, says Sir Peter will be deeply missed.
I guess the sense of loss for us is that we knew him personally and we've had a relationship with the family for such a long time. But the loss is not just to our immediate family, it's also for the people of Papua New Guinea generally.
Ms. Samara describes Sir Peter as a disciplined man with a sense of duty.
Sir Peter was a very strict man in terms of ethos. I mean, he scared all of us growing up as young people. But obviously he mellowed through the years and his strictness suited him, obviously, because he was able to go out and do the stuff that if you didn't have the kind of discipline that Sir Peter had and, you know, in a tough country like Papua New Guinea, it's really difficult to go out and do stuff. But he just had so much power and so much sense of duty towards PNG that he just went out and worked and worked and worked.
She credits him with making a name for PNG on the world stage.
In Papua New Guinea, he brought tourists in from all around the world.
Sir Peter passed away yesterday at Cairns Hospital, where he was receiving treatment for a medical condition. He leaves behind his wife, Lady Janet Barter, their son Andrew, and two grandchildren. In a letter, Andrew Barter says his family is overwhelmingly grateful for condolences messages sent from near and far. In Madang, where Sir Peter spent so much of his time, the community is in mourning.
It was a very sad morning for us. It was a very sad morning for us.
Local, Melissa Sindawan, says she was devastated at the news of his passing. She says Sir Peter was always seen cleaning up and making the Madang community a better place.
He always liked to make Madang as a model province, a model town in terms of tourism. So he always go out of his own time to clean Madang, to beautify Madang.
And she says he had a generous heart.
Going into hospitals and into communities like, you know, the places that have been affected by disaster, by, you know, just doing donations and be with them to share love with them.
As the country farewells a beloved former statesman, PNG is in the middle of an election campaign. Sir Arnold Armitt, A former PNG Chief Justice and Medang Governor says future politicians should learn from Sir Peter's lead.
Such a well-known businessman, politician, leader, leaves a great legacy that many Papua New Guinean leaders should, in my humble opinion, seek to emulate.